looks a risk.
It is a risk.
It looks like the miner's inches have gone from 615 to 540, which is 10-15%.
That's 66 and a half inches down in 2 years.
Yeah. Ooh, I lost it. Yeah. That looks right.
12%
to 540.
75.
Yeah, I went from 614 to 540.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is it within the 218 to only increase treated water and not irrigation? Is that an option?
Yeah.
Because there's been a battle between the two. So we could just increase treated and keep irrigation at the same level.
Yeah. I don't necessarily, I don't know, I can't answer that. I'd be careful to answer that. I think it's a legal question.
Yeah.
Because they're different, there are different classes of customers in our one system.
Right.
So I mean, my instinct is, yeah, you can.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That might put you into other legal jeopardy. I don't know the legal ramifications of doing that.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, certainly you could. I mean, so I have no attorney here, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and so you guys could come with a recommendation that the board consider that as an option. So, and then if they wanted to, I'd have legal counsel evaluate it.
So part of what I was going to put forward when I do put together a motion, I was kind of thinking in two parts. One was the first part would be the freeze, and instituting it until the fiscal year. And the second part would be us essentially asking the board to task us to look into the options we have for rate increases once that freeze comes off, and with that have legal counsel available to us so that we can have these kinds of discussions. So
right,
can
so
we
have
split
the questions
irrigation, whatever, can we go to a lower percentage if we want to? We need to get those questions answered to be able to give them a recommendation back on it, but we need to ask the board essentially to tell us to do that.
Yeah.
So
we need more time.
Then 6 months gives us that time.
Can you put that on the agenda for the board to have a discussion around the options we have for increase in terms of...
I was going to make it as a motion to ask them to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to get the procedural, necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, could you ask them to say, you know, could you put it on the agenda that says, you know, the Finance Committee is looking, needs to understand the legal ramifications of reducing the increase to, you know, one and increasing the increase to the other. In other words,
can we treat the customers
differently?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and I know that was a problem with 218 originally.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm definitely questioning.
There was a legal issue around that.
Yeah, that you have to treat everyone the same, and so.
So you have to give the same percentage to.
We don't know officially, but that's the impression, right?
I recall something like that too.
Are we currently using the same percentage of cost?
There hasn't been an increase.
No, and then treated water people were supplementing the irrigation water.
Well, the issue is whether or not if the rates say 5% for one, 10% the other, and you do one of those and not the other one,
right?
Is that legal? That's the question. I don't really know.
Or to take the 5% and make it 6 and take this one
you
and make
can't
it
make the 5%. You can't make the 5% 6.
You can't
make
go
it 4.
Higher than
you can make it 4.
You can go lower.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we're going to lower them, we have to lower both, but we don't have to necessarily, we have to either lower one and not the other.
You just can't go higher on either one. But I think the big issue was that you cannot use the irrigation water to fund treated water expenses and vice versa.
Which
so
what was
you have
before.
To kind of treat them, it sounded like, within the constraints.
Well, that's not a Prop 218. That's not a Prop 218 thing. That's a
policy
decision. So that, whether one customer is subsidized another like that, or the way you've described it.
Yeah.
I don't know, the way you're describing it is not necessarily a subsidy, because it's one system, and they're different customers in the same system.
They have to be treated
so they're not, well, they don't. We don't have, they're not bifurcated now.
Okay.
So they're not independent enterprises. It's one enterprise. So that kind of mixing can happen. It's a policy decision as to what extent it does.
We need to get into this thing.
Anyway, so that's all, and that's all evaluated during the rates then, how they attributed all the costs. And so that's why I'm saying, if the rates, they said 5 and 10, can you do, I know you can do something less than those, but are there implications? I don't know. I haven't really been tasked with looking at that yet. So that's why, and I know you're asking, I know Steve was asking Dr. Garcia, but I think if you guys take, when it goes back to the board's got to take action on this. They can do that as part of the action to freeze. the next steps are going
to
be, we need to
give them some guidance as to what we want to do next.
And I think the appropriate thing to do is have that in the motion.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I figured it'd be two-part motion, you know.
Yep. And then Director RC doesn't have to try and
try and
make her case or whatever. It's just going to roll into the whole rate study discussion anyway. So
But the legal issue isn't an issue that needs to be addressed immediately.
Correct.
The rate freeze has to be addressed immediately.
Correct.
So what I'm suggesting is let's just focus on the rate freeze. We can address the legal issue at a later time and ask the board for permission for the general manager to seek legal counsel advice on it.
Well, that's why I want to put it in a second motion so that we can get the answer from them next month or when they meet next, so that we can then talk about it next month potentially with legal counsel here, so that we can get started. Because we don't have a lot of time. I mean, we're already getting to February here, and we're just talking about freezing until July. So we only have a few months. And the longer we can talk, because I know we're going to be getting into talking about the rate study and how much capital spend we got. This is not a one-meeting conversation. Exactly. We're going to have a couple meetings talking about this. Mm-hmm. And I just feel we just need to get an answer and the guidance from the board immediately.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we any other discussion from the committee?
I think you might run into a problem because everything that was sent out, all the resolutions, the 218 said January 1st. For the rate increases, and changing the date is going in violation of that.
I guess my question to you would be, if you got a notification in January that we're going to increase the rates, and now you got one that says we're going to freeze it for another 6 months, would you?
And it's already been done.
Would you grab your pitchfork in March?
But you're changing that date to July from the January 1st.
They've already,
right.
But that's, again, back to the board. They're
That may mean a decrease because you can't ever increase. Okay, my other
question is a decrease, though, essentially, because we're cutting in half your increase.
So that's, but is it, how much was left over from last year's budget? Is it 100,000?
Is that what I said? I guess
that's
what I said.
We have to add all this up. I know, but why do we not have the actual, I've asked for a PRA for it.
Yeah. I don't have a draft budget actual report done.
A revenue and expense report.
I don't have the report done.
Well, the fiscal that year just ended.
It ended in July.
Seven months ago.
Yeah.
And the audit's completed.
And the audit's completed.
Yeah.
So the actuals have got to be.
They're in the general ledger.
Right.
So do I request a general ledger to get the information? Just asking.
I know. I understand the frustration. I know.
Carol?
My question follows on Mitch's. It's pretty related. Is how much revenue would be lost with people cutting back on water? I usually grow a garden, veggie garden, all year round, and I use treated water. I don't have access to irrigation. So I saw my rates go up pretty high last summer, so I didn't grow a winter garden. So right now it's time to decide, am I going to put in a garden? This is a time to start planning for it. And if these rates go up, then I'm going to go to Holiday and buy my groceries, my veggies there. Because I won't have enough to put into water on top of everything else that goes in a garden.
And that was, just so you understand, that was my concern when I saw the drop in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, last year you put in a garden and now you're not going to use that water, that drives the revenue down. Mm-hmm. So you have to be really careful when you go to a rate increase.
Yes.
Because technically, if you look at the revenue generated, even if the rate increase generated $250,000, in theory, you ended up losing 150 of the 250, so you really only generated $100,000 in increased revenue by raising the rates.
Mm-hmm. 250,000.
And I hear a lot of people around me talking about this. Mm-hmm. They're having to cut back on the irrigation, the size, the amount. These are big decisions for the customers to be making.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have to raise them so high, then we shouldn't.
Well, and you can't project, you can't just automatically say, well, if I raise the rates by $10, I'm going to get $10.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You raise the rates by $10 and you only got $7.50, you know, would it,
it's called something in marketing.
How does that impact things going forward?
Yeah.
You know, we looked to see what the impact was of not raising the rates and, you know, pushing that bulldozer full of dirt, you know, down the road. But we've not really gone back and said, all right, we raised the rates this and it had this negative impact. You know, how do we want to go based with that current knowledge?
That's the discussion that we'll have, assuming that you know, get this to happen. We'll have an opportunity to look at that and potentially minimize that impact. I think that's the key word, though, is a minimization of impact.
Yes.
It's going to happen. The rates are going to go up. It's by how much and over what time period.
And that's why I asked for that chart.
That's what we need to look at and see what is the appropriate scale to do it if we have the ability to do that. I mean, that's, you know, legally can we do it based on what's already been done? And if we can, then what's the right amount?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, that's where we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that decrease in consumption with the loss of 150,000, that's a knee jerk. Mm-hmm. So that isn't a trend. It's just, okay, there people are reacting and, well, I'll show them, I'll get even. But there's a, you know.
Or you don't want a $15 tomato.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Over time, it normalizes. It,
over time, it'll normalize because you're increasing the rates and not the actual water consumption amount.
And hopefully, we can get to a more predictable thing where people are expecting that year over year, there's got to be a cost of an increase that's quite likely going to happen. It's going to be something a little more manageable. But you've got, you know, everything goes up every year. I mean, we're getting hit with increases every year, so there's got to be some sort of.
Yeah, you see it in every other aspect of your life. Why would water be any different?
Right.
Seems like a go-to would be whatever the CPI is every year going forward.
Mm-hmm.
As a minute, you know, without an
overhead. We've got to get current.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your concern is our concern. Just understand that, and that's why we want to get as much data as we can.
Right now is the time to start the garden ready, and I don't know if I want to commit to that if I can't afford the water.
Right.
That was her concern, Steve. She brought up that when you were gone about the need to know sooner than later to move forward with the season.
Mm-hmm. So
I know your garden is dripped, so it's not like you're doing a lot of overhead watering, so the water consumption on your garden is probably not going to change by changing the sprinkler system or anything else. There's not any steps you can take to make it any more viable.
Mm-hmm.
So
plus the landscaping, you know.
I just stopped watering mine.
Well, it would all die.
Well, we're talking about it would go live in July.
I have a question for you, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Have you figured out, based on your water usage and compared it to the rate increase, and how much more your water bill would be?
You mean
part
if we
two.
Increased it
5%? Yeah. No. You haven't done the actual. That would be interesting to me because I don't.
So that it's not doesn't speak to her specific condition, but that's I forgot to talk about this. This was in the board report. That the 5% increase on average is $283 per month for treated water, or $560.
Oh, so that's the average.
That's the average 2,100 cubic feet. So if you use 2,100 cubic feet a billing cycle, then your bill will be $5.67 higher.
Yeah.
And then on irrigation, it is $15.40 per month per inch.
Okay.
So that's
what you're not showing on here is how much your bill is going to be with the overage that you use. Because I look at your numbers here, and when I'm irrigating my orchard in the height of the summer when it's the hottest in September and October, I'm looking at a water bill that's like $600 plus.
For your treated water.
For my treated water, for my north and my south area orchards. So
there's no, and that's just your usage goes up, right? I mean, you're exactly right. This is the average person if you use 2,100 cubic feet.
Right. It's dependent. That. You have to remember that it can be over that easily based on.
I understand that.
Yeah, it depends on what you use.
Orchards or if you have landscaping or gardens.
Yep.
So.
And as a
what do you do with your orchard? Do you sell it or is it all?
It's all donated fruit to feed 200 families on the divide between three churches.
Wow.
It's all donated to their blessing bags, and they're so we're feeding 200 plus families.
Okay, so the
so they don't
donations could be set up to help with that offset that water bill.
I just don't irrigate.
So you just stop. So instead of finding another solution, like
because I can't afford it on my budget.
But if you
then you're talking about setting up a whole plan for me to manage something else that I don't have time to manage. So I just
so you put a donation jar out.
I do what everybody else does.
Like,
I
say,
I conserve.
Hey, I do this great thing. So donate, give me $10 or $20.
I do what everybody else does, and I just conserve. That's what works on my budget with my limited time.
We got a bunch of side conversations going on. Let's.
Okay. Can we have
Steve?
A motion?
Yes.
Well, let's go back to the chair.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Chair Miller, let's go.
Nothing more from
people,
the audience.
People are off on their own tangents.
We were trying to work on it because it was kind of a long motion. I was because he's got to take notes on it. I was trying to get him some stuff in it.
I've just one comment for the audience is that so the rate will go up on a portion of the bill. So it's important to communicate to the ratepayers that it's not the whole bill that's going up. It might be closer to 5% if you're a higher water rate or consumption user of their total bill. But if you use less than...
No, it's 5%, period.
It's 5%
on your consumption.
5% on everything.
Yeah.
On everything?
Uh-huh. Well, except for the ALT loan.
Well, yes, that's right. I'm including the total bill. It's not 5% on your total
bill.
That's true. So... Just as, you know, 5% on
the water part.
On the water portion.
It was a lot easier when we had the 2,000 cubic feet that we could count on and not be charged for that. Mm-hmm. It was way more manageable.
Yeah,
but that has
people,
to do with the state.
A lot of people stay underneath that.
Okay.
So if your bill's $100 every 2 months now, it's not going to 105. It might be 102 or 103. Because it's on only the water consumption portion.
Treated, just to be clear.
The rate increase structure. Okay.
Already been published.
I guess. Do I have a motion?
So, we'll start with part A. That's the simple one. While we're doing that, I'll run and grab this again here. So, part A would be to recommend to the board to continue the freeze until July 1st, 2020, and that this allows the Finance Committee to review the rate increase structure going forward. So that gives us time for that. So that's part A.
Now we're having fun.
So part B, I'm just going to throw it out there and we can wordsmith a little bit, but part B was to ask the board to direct the Finance Committee to review the go-forward rate structure for increases. And in doing so, provide us staff and legal counsel so that we can appropriately review it. Did you get it?
No.
So request the board to direct the Finance Committee. Sounds weird. They should be telling us what to do. But we're trying to give them a recommendation that we want to do this and we think it's of value. Direct the Finance Committee to review the rate increase structure that would go into effect on July 1st, 2020.
For possible adjustments.
For possible adjustments.
Yes.
Parentheses, reduction in percentage, spreading it over a longer time, irrigation versus treated, that type of thing.
Yeah.
However, we would need legal counsel and staff at our Finance Committee to be able to have those discussions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, request board to direct Finance Committee to review rate increase structure to become effective
July 1st, 2020. For opportunities to reduce percentage, increased length of time, etc. And then that would require access to staff and legal counsel at our Finance Committee.
Do we want to include in that that we also would like to recommend that they go on to a fiscal year process to match the current fiscal year process of revenues in terms of, you know, billing timeline, since we've now pushed it six,
or could we ask them to consider?
I think we can take that as part of the review, my thinking.
Okay.
It's kind of an open-ended thing.
Yeah.
Almost. I don't want to get too much into a huge product. It's really the focus is we've got a rate structure, a rate increase structure that's already been published. Is there a way to optimize it that fits our capital improvement spending and our customers' desires for not having a huge jump in pay?
Right.
You'll be able to grow your garden.
Save that one for sometime in June.
Is that what you meant, six months or 5 months?
To what? No, I'm saying, you know, right now we have an annual calendar number, and then we have a fiscal year number, and they overlap by 6 months, so it's kind of hard to push them all together and say this is one pile, this is apples and apples instead of apples and bananas.
What did I say? Optimizing the rate?
Consider Cindy will be in there.
Optimal
kind of
opportunities to
explain out what the motion is.
Yeah, we're going to get it written down.
You're wordsmithing it.
We'll get it. We'll read it back after. Yeah. Give us the 2 minutes. Opportunities to consider modifications to the.
So, Steve, I have a question.
Rate.
Is this going to make the percentage is shifted? It's going to change all of your projections.
The rate increase.
Yes.
It's a lot of work, too.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I'm just acknowledging that that's probably going to be.
It's fine.
It's already got a
schedule. We just take that amount off of revenue. That's
rate and
schedule and.
Well, no, I think there's more to it than that, but okay.
But whatever it is, I mean, whatever the direction is, we'll deal with it.
Schedule.
Yeah, schedule.
Were your projections, were they built on a month-to-month, or were they built on an annual?
They're built by 6 months because that's the rate study was 6 months, so
Perfect. They
were split.
So
revenue it basically was. So it's.
Then we have to see how much money we lose in 6 months, right?
Huh? Here's a question I ask. Please understand the 2018 study and all of the things that go into it.
I think we got it. I'll restate both.
Okay, please. Fair. I think I got them down too. And Steve, Steve has the real minutes.
He's got
so,
a minute. Yeah.
So you can read with Steve.
We're recording this stuff.
We have three recorders in here right now.
So, A of the motion is to continue the freeze until July 1st, 2020. This will allow time for the Finance Committee to review the rate increase structure going forward. And then part B is. Request the board to direct the Finance Committee to review the rate increase structure to become effective July 1st, 2020 for opportunities to consider rate modifications or reconsider modifications to the rate schedule and amounts. This will require access to staff and legal counsel advice. So those would be the two parts of the motion.
So second. Any discussion?
The amounts or using amount or percentage is it?
Yeah, we talked about it, we debated that, but it's kind of basically the same thing. Right. So,
okay.
With schedule and amount, schedule and percentage, either way.
Okay.
I would say percentage.
Percentage, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're back to
the amounts.
We'll be percentage.
And I don't know if we want to say that we understand, we don't understand for sure. I was going to say, our understanding is that they can't go up, it's just potentially could go down and be spread over a longer period of time.
And percentage is like equally spread the
misery
instead
of thinking,
yeah.
I don't want to do 0.25% a year over 50 years, but you know, we can do something a little bit more.
Yeah.
So.
And why does it have to be the max? We just arbitrarily the max. We're at the max.
So the only question I'd have for you then is not to change the motion. It sounds like it's fine. That's what you guys want to do. But just for clarification, do each of you have an idea of what information you're going to need from the general manager and his staff to determine what's the best way for you to make a recommendation based on what you have when you said you're going to look at the rate structure? So if you're going to look at the rate structure, what information are you going to need from the general manager and his staff?
I don't think we should say rate structure. It should be percentage.
Okay, I heard rate structure.
I said schedule. And what I meant by schedule, and maybe it should be a different term in a different way, was the timeline for how long it goes. So right now it's set on a 5-year plan on the increase, I think, right?
Okay.
Or four?
It's, well, yeah, it's through 2022.
Once it starts, it's 5 years.
So that's it. I mean, you can't go beyond that.
Okay.
So that's it. So this is, so this schedule.
It has to stay within the time.
Yeah, that's your Prop 218 rate study. Only is good through.
That's good. Okay,
oh,
thank
that,
you.
Good
that,
through January 1.
That changes schedule.
So in January 21, yeah, January 1st, 2022 is the last time the rates can adjust based on the current rate study. So you can't, after that, you can't make
they
any adjustments. You
have
to do a new rate study to make any changes to the rate structure after that point.
That changes things. Okay.
So the only thing you really can look at is this, you know, the 5 and 10% per year is, do you want to look at something less than that for this year? I guess if you want to look at more years, it's up to you guys.
No, that's fine.
I think what you were saying was for this year, but
I was looking at
the, you look at the whole thing
as well.
Oh, okay.
Too, but you have to be thinking that you have to make sure you had the right amount of money in that time period to do what we're looking to execute against, but it's still something we should be able to look at, and we may come back to the conclusion that it's the same percentages that we have to do, but it does change the way I was thinking about it. So
Because when I was really listening, I was thinking you guys were talking about just, do we do 5% or is it 3% or is it 2% or is it 10% or 0% or, you know, something less than 10, and that's fine. If you start getting into the whole, you know, more detailed discussions about the structure, you're really talking about a new study.
Yeah.
And I don't think the committee, well, I certainly would not advise the committee to do a new study on their own.
I think it's more looking at the percentages for each year.
Mm-hmm. And whether or not.
See if those are appropriate and if there's any guidelines we can set for the board to pick what that percentage is each year, because we're not going to know. We might be able to figure out based on the actuals, assuming we get the actuals by the next meeting, what it should be for this next year, but the year after, I think we want to provide guidance for how we would make that decision.
You know? And if I can add, I'm going to add another wrinkle to this. I mean, just keep in mind, if the last increase we can do is January 2022, by the end of 2022, we need to have a new rate study done.
Right.
And so that means we're really starting that process in 2021. So that's this upcoming fiscal year. Next year, so the budget I'm going to put together, we're going to all put together between now and July 1 is going to include, the work plan will include a new rate study. We'll have to start that this upcoming fiscal year.
We're always confused I asked earlier about it when it was frozen. Do we pick up where it left off? And I thought that was both in percentage and time.
Not time, just
it's
percentage.
Only percentage.
Yeah,
oh, that's
only
a
percentage.
Big deal.
Yeah.
That's a
it
big
is.
Deal.
Yeah.
Because then you got a lot to make up in just 2 years.
Yeah, and we're already a year, we'll be a year and a half behind.
Well, and you say a lot to make
up.
I don't know that I would view it as a lot to make up. I would view it based on
a need
in time for a capital improvement project that doesn't have funding.
Agreed.
And we're not going to see that if we don't see an improved budget and an improved CIP that can take into consideration a rate freeze and not a rate freeze, so that you guys can have the information you need before you to make those kind of determinations.
The makeup is only applies if the rate study and the capital improvement plan is exactly executed based on what was said, then we'd be behind the eight ball because we're not doing it. But
correct.
We've already shown that we're not really behind the eight ball.
We're not behind the eight ball,
and
that's why it's really important, and that's why I keep asking in the board meetings for project schedules.
Because
if we can see project schedules, and we can get those on some type of a calendar, so you guys can view the CIP projects on a calendar, then we can go by priority with the amounts of revenue coming in to figure out what we're going to need to put money where. And those adjustments are going to have to happen, because this, any rate, no matter what it is, up or down, any rate's got to be tied to the budget. The budget's got to be tied to the CIP.
Yeah. And my question is, I'm a simple man. I just, you know, up there, layperson. I don't completely understand the 218. I started a sidebar with you before you guys got the notes ready. But I see a need. Based on the need, we need to do some work as far as projected budgets. And if our projected budget is we're going to need a 30% increase over current revenue, I see that number. What is it going to take to get there in so many years? And it should be based on
on that amount, on a need to meet in a certain time frame, but this 218 stuff, it throws me off. I think.
But the 218, but you do realize that Steve's dealing with,
yes.
Steve being Palmer, is
yeah.
dealing with a 5-year time span,
yes.
for that 218.
That was already done.
That was
that's what we,
is
that's what the reasoning, and that's what this all is,
so,
is what you're
so
asking.
So he's dealing
yeah.
with a certain
right.
picture window of, that includes 5 years worth of
mm-hmm.
projects, 5 years worth of increases. Oh.
But the rate study and the rates were set on a longer term than 5 years. They're look out over replacing basically everything we have and trying to set aside enough money each year so that you have enough to replace things as needed. And so even though you only adopted for 5 years, that includes a component of putting money aside for something that might happen in year 10, 15, 20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You're trying to set some money aside for future too.
Yeah.
It's not just 5 year spending. Because otherwise you just say, you look at my CAP and say, oh, you only need $8 million. So let's just set the rates for $8 million. Well,
mm-hmm.
you're forgetting about the other things, like the $20 million treatment plant. We just,
mm-hmm.
whatever the number is, I'm sorry.
But we're not going to save enough money to do $20 million project.
Well, no, but you
right.
have to have matching
but
funds,
that's right.
to get the loans.
The rates that he assumed there'd be loans and grants, and so you're not putting aside 100% of those replacement costs. You're putting aside some percentage less than that. And so it did assume there some projects had 20% funding from the district. Some projects had no had loans only. Some projects had some grant money. So there,
mm-hmm.
and that's, I mean, it's in the study.
There are bonds that can be issued, though, as well. I mean, there are other financial instruments that are available to do things.
Correct. You have to
so,
remember that when we're dealing with that 5-year 218,
mm-hmm.
even though it projected going forward, you're still, in year 3 of that, going to have to do another freight study,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be readjusted, which is going to be readjusting
mm-hmm.
the money that you're saving here to
mm-hmm.
put forward. So
mm-hmm.
it's always going to be, it's a picture, snapshot in time
mm-hmm.
of what we're dealing with. Right now, you guys are dealing with the 218 and the 5-year with a certain time frame and talking about percentages.
So I have a modification.
as a rate payer, that made, I'm starting to really sink in now. If I was to say we've been behind the curve for a decade and not raising rates at all, and we got a 3% CPI just to keep up with costs, but we're trying to play a little catch up and project out for other demand, 2%.
Isn't gonna cover it.
So there you go. That helped.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me.
You nailed it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You really did.
Okay.
That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But
so,
you're not going to know what the increase is going to need to be until Steve adjusts his budgets and
right.
his CIP.
But you can't go over X.
Right.
Okay, that helped me a lot, you guys.
But,
thank
but
you.
That, he's going to be able to show you the need.
Yeah, thanks.
So the modification that we made, and in the end, we may come back to the conclusion that we're going to is already there. But since we've asked in Part A to continue the freeze until July 1st. The second part essentially says during that time we request the board to direct the Finance Committee to review the rate increase structure that would become effective July 1st, 2020. To review.
Structure.
Rate increase structure?
No,
no structure. Don't put structure in it. Percentage.
The rate.
Percentage. Increase.
Well, that's
percentage.
What I cover percentage below.
Why,
just
why are you bringing stars? Sorry, I don't understand why.
There is a structure for the rate increase.
Schedule?
Plan. There's a schedule.
Schedule.
Yeah.
I think that's the other term
schedule.
I heard you guys using.
Yeah, thank you.
So I get the percentages in the moment. Request the board to direct the Finance Committee to review the rate increase schedule that's become effective July 1st, 2020, to review the rate increase percentages to see if there are opportunities to make any adjustment. This will require access to legal counsel and staff.
Okay, can I suggest one correction? You know how we always called it, we were going to call it the temporary rate, the rate freeze? So if you say continue the rate freeze until July, why don't we call it continue the temporary rate freeze? Because
mm-hmm.
remember,
that's the first.
We got to
make
sure that we're clarifying it's not permanent.
So the part A is to continue
the temporary rate freeze. Just for clarification.
Okay, so we'll read them both out again.
Can I say one more?
Yeah.
We could use adjust or modify, and it would only be adjust down. So if you wanted to.
That's the legal issue.
Okay.
We
or
believe
we
the legal
answer
is going to be
that
we can only adjust
okay.
down, but that's part of the reason for having access to legal counsel. Legal counsel costs money, I'm assuming, to have them here. That's why we need to ask the board for it. So,
okay.
So part A is continue the temporary, the recommendation is to continue the temporary freeze until July 1st, 2020, to allow for the finance committee to review the rate increase schedule going forward. It says structure here, but I'll go schedule. And then, let me go read that. And then part B is request the board to direct the finance committee to review the rate increase schedule to become effective July 1st, 2020, to review the rate increase percentages to see if there are any opportunities to make any adjustments. This will require access to legal counsel and staff. And if there's any grammatical things that affect you, can do that. That's the context of it. That's my motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Audience? Anything?
I still think it's going to be a problem with bookkeeping.
With what people?
With bookkeeping. With irrigation.
Yeah, well, I do too.
It may be.
Honestly, for me, I would just say go ahead and do it. Just get it over with.
The board may.
We've already seen the rates.
Yeah, because he's saying they, you know, irrigation has a contract. And they got to sign that contract in March.
Right. No, I.
But if we can do it, let's do it. I mean, that's our.
Well, that's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Rewrite the contract.
Mm-hmm. If people want to do.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
You're an abstain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I just like. Yeah.
We'll get you later.
I'm gonna abstain.
I vote aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
There was the other part that I brought up, and I don't know if anybody wants to consider or think about it, but the second thing I would say would be that if the board makes a decision to not accept this, that our recommendation be to
go forward,
cancel the temporary freeze, and move forward.
I agree.
So do you want? I can make the motion, and we can see where it goes.
Do it.
Is it sure. You okay with that? Mm-hmm. So, motion that if the board decides not to extend the temporary freeze until July 1st, that the recommendation of the Finance Committee is to remove the temporary freeze effective January 1st.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
I have a second?
I'll second that.
I was going to force you to vote.
I can help you. That would be easy.
If the board decides to reject
the extension of the temporary freeze. Then the Finance Committee recommends that the current temporary freeze be lifted effective January 1st.
Recommends temporary freeze
be lifted.
Be lifted. Or ended, terminated, whatever. However strong you want to be.
Be terminated. And rate increase. The effect on January
1st.
5%?
As the plan.
As proposed.
As scheduled.
As scheduled.
Yeah. That's right. Not structured. Scheduled.
Not proposed.
Come on, those, these meetings are a bit better now.
Those ass words.
Any committee discussion?
On that motion?
Yes.
Oh, I honestly...
You already had a second, right? You got to...
I seconded. Yeah. Can I not say anything now?
No.
Oh. No, I mean, honestly,
I don't think you have to.
Just from everything I've been looking at, as long as I've been on the Finance Committee, this all makes sense to me and everything that I've seen with the capital improvement plans and everything. So I just feel like taking the Band-Aid off makes sense, but I also understand what everyone is saying in the community as far as their gardens and their... I get it.
Balance.
So, yeah, I get it. I guess that's what I wanted to
say. Just a point of clarification. That means that you will do retroactive charging?
No.
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 Because we're already in January of 2020.
But nothing's been billed until the end of February.
Yeah, till the end of February.
Till the next board meeting.
The rate increase was supposed to be effective January 1st, and they postponed it because it's not getting billed. So we had time to essentially
try
it's to like sneak what they this did last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else from the audience?
I still think you're going to have problems because of the irrigation. Probably going to go lower again. And they're technically not even paying their part of the 218. So it's kind of like a default right now.
Well, we're trying to solve the problem. I mean,
But it's 66 and a half inches has already reduced their income, and they were just barely in revenue and expenses even in the 218. Now
that's what we're looking at.
Yep, we're going to lose, and rates are going to go up again as a result at some point in the next rate study.
And then there won't be any irrigation left.
Yeah.
I know.
It's the state of California. I mean, it's not just this district. It's not just us sitting up here making this decision. I mean, these are things that have to be done according to the state.
What has to be done?
The increases and the rate study and all the stuff.
That's not required by the state.
You have a motion. You have a motion in a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I have a motion. I have a second. Vote?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Motion is, repeat the motion.
So the motion is the board, if the board decides to reject the extension of the temporary freeze, the finance committee recommends the freeze be terminated and rate as scheduled be effective January 2020.
Rate increase?
Yeah.
So we just move forward as it is already planned.
Yeah, and what's the vote? Aye.
Aye, no, aye.
Don't play that in. But it doesn't stop us from being able to continue to look at it. You know, that type of thing. That should be clear. I mean, part B of my other motion still stands.
Abstain. Abstain. So it passes.
No, Steve. Steve's got to vote.
Let me tell you that my quandary here is that I understand all of this. I feel like, you know, I don't have enough 2019 data to say that to agree with that. I mean, if I had more 2019 data, if I had 2019 data, actuals, then I would say, yeah, I'm looking at what we're doing, and it makes sense to invoke, you know, the original schedule. But 2019 data may tell me that I don't need that
Can
much.
Can I add one comment?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we can't affect a change on the next rate increase, though, too. So, you know, it could be flat the next year if we see that once we get all that data and we go through the review, assuming they give us the time to review, that this holds. We think that's enough money to cover us through the end of it. I mean, I didn't mention that earlier, but that's my thinking on this. Mm-hmm. Let's start the darn thing and let's get the time to go through that review.
Mm-hmm. And I agree, and that's what the first motion says.
It gives us that opportunity.
But if they vote no on it, then I don't have
it's a two-parter. So I'm assuming when they get that, they can vote on both parts of that as separate things, or do I need to do those as separate motions?
As far as the board goes,
they can take it anyway.
They can take it any way they want. Yeah. It's a recommendation, so they don't have to act on each individual part of your motion or each motion. However you guys get through it here is up to you. Yeah, they're just going to take it as input and then make a decision based on that.
I mean, my intent is, and if we need to modify the motion to say that we have the opportunity to review the following subsequent year percentage increase, and we are given that time in Part B to still do that review. That's what I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
But we start and get some revenue coming in, and if we see that it needs to come less in the subsequent year, we recommend to bring it down. The board can choose to keep that or not. Do we want to modify that? Or?
No, my question is if I postpone, if the first one fails, and I don't have some recommendation regarding now, this basically locks me into imposing the increase.
For 1 year, for sure.
For 1 year. So I don't have, I have a year to look at it, but I basically am charging for a year.
Yep.
Because I don't have any interim opportunity to look. That's my quandary. Because I don't have the data. I mean, I just feel like I'm, you know, the room's dark and I want to pick off Carolyn and I just have to put a bunch of bullets up there. I'm afraid that Steve's going to suffer for that.
Over the next few years, we end up bringing in, if we were doing it the way we were, 15% increase in revenue. What we're saying is, I'm just using arbitrary numbers, 5% this first year, and then we find out when we go through and review it that really we only need 10%. Well, then in subsequent years, we make it 2.5, 2.5, and that gets us to 10% that we need over that period of time. Mm-hmm. So
either way, you're getting the same information.
That's the way I'm kind of looking at it.
Well, the other, it seems to me, the other, and maybe this is a human nature worry, I like the first motion. I think that that's spot on, because it really gives us the chance to see 2019 data.
I think I'm going to interrupt you guys, because you need to vote, and then just vote, and then if Ken wants to restate a new motion or something, he can.
It's just a recommendation.
I think just vote, and then...
Yeah, then I vote no.
Okay. So if I can add, I mean, there's 2019 data up there.
Mm-hmm. There's
your... There's your revenue for water sales for 2019. So, I mean, that's part of it.
It's just not fiscal year.
It's not. It goes through December.
Yeah.
And now we're in January. So the only thing that's missing is property tax, which we don't have all of them in it anyway. Well, I guess this is 18-19 we're talking about. So we do have 18-19. There are other revenue sources that are on there. But as far as sales go, that's the correct current sales data through December. Mitch has a point that there's $150,000 of interest income that is probably exceeds the budget estimate when we put the budget together. I mean, I'm pretty confident the other revenues we projected are falling pretty much in line. So I think those are the two big variables, sounds like, is interest income and the water revenue. And the water revenue is here through the end of the month. So I don't know if that helps you guys at all.
So we have to add 19 and half of 18 together. Is that what you're saying?
It's there month by month.
Right.
So 18, I mean, however 19. You guys want to divide it up, 18, 19 are the same because the rates did not change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it doesn't matter how you split them. You could pretend like 18 is fiscal year 18 if you wanted to.
Well, don't you have to take 18 July through December?
If you wanted to be strictly, if you want to be strictly, you have, yes. But my point is it doesn't matter because the rates didn't change.
Yeah.
But these are your actual income.
Those actual water sales revenue right there.
I just want to point out we're meeting again in
a week,
February 5th.
If the committee desires, you can meet again on February 5th.
Well, I think
that's
we
the
are
plan.
Meeting. Yeah, we are.
Oh, for what reason?
So, I mean,
that's the plan. That's the schedule. Yes, sir.
So, my question to you, Stephen, is can you have a actual budget numbers for the 2017, 2018? Yeah, there's a 2018, 2019.
If you want, yeah, I can get actual revenue for a 2018, 19. Yeah.
I think that would help in
that way you can see
questions.
The whole picture. You can see the whole financial health of the district.
I mean, the audit is out, and the audit was presented to the board last meeting. So those numbers are in the audit. I didn't put them in here, but they're in the audit. I mean, you can pull that. The revenue is not going to change in the audit. So you don't need a report from me to tell you the revenues. They're in the audit.
Yeah,
we're meeting again before the next board meeting?
You are. February 5th is the next scheduled meeting.
Oh.
Why is that? Yeah, that was only because...
Next one scheduled it that way.
I know, but I thought because we're meeting now, we know
this replaced it.
It's not in the...
You guys can decide. There's an agenda item to talk about that.
Right.
So, but I mean, I guess I'm saying is the revenue numbers and the expenses actually are in there in the audit. The revenue is easy to pull out because they list them just the way we do. but the expense is a little harder to flush out through the audit because they lump things together differently than I show them the budget. But anyway, the revenue numbers are definitely available, no problem.
And they have, they've listed out interest income and reserve accounts and all the actuals for, so that they, the committee members can get a full picture of the financial health of the district.
I believe it tells you exactly what the revenues are, yeah. By, I'm not sure how they, which ones they aggregate together, but I'm fairly certain they get interest listed separately and leases listed separately. And
I went through it, each of the audits, and I came out with some different numbers. I'll have to go back and try to reconcile those, the audit numbers with the numbers that we've shown in the past. So I'd like to meet again, is what I'm getting to, and I wanted to know if we could have the actual numbers for 2018-19. Mm-hmm. We can get those, because I'd like to see what the expense situation has been doing over time, over the last year. We've got the information, all that information, last year for the budgeting process, and I'd like to just see how it correlates with the past.
Yes. Well, if we do meet next week,
nice to meet you. You have another opportunity.
We have another opportunity to settle that thing before the board meeting.
Right.
And we can propose a different motion. Because I am concerned about giving a recommendation to the board that doesn't give them an option in case they reject it. So,
if that allows people
to have a more informed decision on that type of a motion, then I'm certainly in favor of that.
Well, I mean, the other thing we can do is, if they don't accept a first motion, we could ask them to then consider moving the numbers in terms of the rates going forward.
If we have informed information, given that recommendation, absolutely.
That was my only hesitation.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
That was it.
Having known that we're meeting again, is
six days and 21 hours.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just continue on if we're still going.
Okay.
The other part of it that I'd like to see is a revised capital improvement program, because there have been some changes to the capital improvement program as it was proposed. Is that correct?
You guys reviewed that last time. It's in the packet here too, but you guys reviewed that last time. What happened? I'm in the wrong. Oh, I got to do page up. That's what these slides show.
But project by project.
So I can give you one based on what has already been reviewed here. But I can't give you one based on the freeze. The best I can do with the freeze is show you with the freeze following the current plan. This is what your fund balance does.
Right.
Right there.
Yes.
I can't tell you which project because I need. I mean, I can tell you what I want to do. But we're not at the point where we're reviewing a CIP, and you guys, that's a whole discussion about how to prioritize projects that we haven't had yet. I could tell you, following the current adopted CIP, if the less reduced revenue, this is what happens to your fund balance. But then if you want to make adjustments to that CIP to avoid that scenario and with different fund balances, then I need input.
What I would like to see is the projects behind each of those numbers.
But that was,
it's in
we
the
had
CIP.
A couple
you guys did that two meetings ago.
Yeah.
It's not
in there. Every project, all the amounts.
Yeah.
Correct, but those have been adjusted. And Steve brought the budget amendment form to the board to show that you were going to move funds from one fund to another in order to cover those changes. Mm-hmm. But what's not clear, and I think what Dawn is alluding to, is where did those funds come from and where are they going to? Which reserve fund are they coming from? What project are they going to? Where the adjustments are?
No, that's all in there.
Yeah.
And the committee looked at that last meeting. The only thing happened, so all the adjustments that have been made by the board to the CIP up through today were presented to the finance committee at the last meeting, and you guys all said it was okay. And then it was presented to the board
December.
It was December. You guys looked at it in December and said it all looked fine. And I took it to the board at the January 14th meeting. The board did not take action on it at that time. So it hasn't been officially, hasn't been bell and suspenders approved, but those changes were approved. approved.
So in the last, the minutes we approved
authorized.
This morning, or
yeah, feels like today, morning, yeah.
Review the updated capital improvement plan and impact the fiscal year 2019-2020
yeah.
budget.
Yeah.
That was the last meeting.
And I showed each CIP that was affected by that and where money's moved to different years and different funds. Mm-hmm. The only thing I haven't done is prepared a whole new one for a rate freeze scenario because there's so many different variables, I can't do that.
The one thing I recollected on the CIP was that it was pretty front-end loaded. There was a whole lot of things going on in the next year
yeah,
and
there
a half,
is.
And then it
yeah.
tapered off considerably.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's the plan. Doesn't mean that it's being executed on exactly to that plan at this point because of the resources.
There's a lot of things that go into that, and that's
the
why
the
you.
That's went late and
that's why
like
you.
That.
That's
yeah.
why you review it a five. You put together a 5-year plan. Yeah. You review it every year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you can adjust your path.
And this is why so. I think where you're going is the fact that things maybe aren't executing as they would, so there might be money there where we don't need to bring in as much money as what we thought, and that's kind of what we're trying to get to,
right.
is how can we visualize that to see what is the right size of amount of revenue to be bringing in, what's the right size of increase to make sure we meet that, and I think that kind of real-time data is the challenge,
right.
so we're going to have to try to make it on gut as best we can if we don't have real-time data.
Or you've got possibly 6 months that you can get it out of the
actuals, yeah. I mean, that's,
right.
you know, we can see what projects have had some spend on, and that's about it, you know, and try to guess from there. I mean, it's, I think there's more gut than data on this, but it's.
Well, you will be reviewing the CIP as part of the budget process between now and June 30th.
Point is, we're trying to make a decision on
yeah.
if we're in this meeting next, can we change that percentage down? And be comfortable
yeah.
that we're not going to get too low. And what are the right
I think you guys are on
levers?
The right, I think on the right path, looking at
switch.
The revenue changes. I think and looking at some fund balance projections. I think you're on the right path. So
you're still concerned about something, Don?
Well, I still it, just send me the CFA information that we reviewed.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember it being a 5-year. Situation that we were
okay.
Oh. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it?
Okay. But like I said, it was very front end loaded, so there was a lot here, and then it tapered off to not much 3 and 4 or 5 years out.
Well, yeah, that's because we're also paying catch up because this district didn't do much of anything for 10, 12 years.
But unless it's on a project schedule, you might not get it done in a year, though, too.
Yeah, and you have.
Well, what I've been seeing from some of the reports that the general manager has made to the board is that there are a number of projects that have not started.
Right.
And my concern is how will that impact the CIP in the future?
Right. Sorry.
And if it's a guest
situation. I'll send you the CIP and then.
Yeah, we can discuss.
Can talk to, yeah.
Because I. Like
Did
I said,
you guys. I just. Never mind. I have an off. I have a. Sidebar, but we can talk about it later. Okay.
Okay, what are we doing?
So we've got the next agenda.
You can move to the next one.
I think we're tabling the second motion.
Well, it didn't pass, so.
It didn't pass.
Yeah.
We'll redo another one.
Tabling the discussion.
Okay.
The
it was.
I just, he got the CIP. He's moving forward that already.
Yeah.
Do you mean to do anything or no? You got it now?
I'll forward it to him. We'll talk after. I'll forward it to him. I found it in my email.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's see. Run B.
Oh my God.
Yes. Here we go.
4 o'clock?
Okay.
I know, it was 2 hours.
Okay.
We're on to B, reviewing the timeline for fiscal year 2021 budget development and adoption that was discussed during the committee meeting of December 18th.
So I just put in there the timeline from last time that we talked about. I think there were edits and I made those changes and then the board, I put on the board agenda for last meeting, the board did not take action on this yet, so I think Chair Miller asked me to put it back on here again. You guys can talk about the schedule again for 2021. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go. I'm done.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, it's straightforward to me. This is the schedule you guys approved, or I guess approved last time in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what.
February 5th.
Whatever the, I don't know, I think the chairman had some things he wanted to talk about.
One, right?
Yeah, it's, I didn't see that, but it's, yes, that is it. Yep.
I got two copies for somebody else.
I think that the reason that I guess I keep putting this on here is I think the schedule now, I mean, we're going to be in a hurry-up mode. Yeah. To have, you know, all the viable data we can, take a look at it, and package it all together and take a look at what we did in 2019-2020 and the years before and say, okay, you know, what's the trend? Are there bubbles here?